Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, the time is 9:33. We are getting into our conversation, like I've promised you, that I will be talking to Marere, Pastor Marere. He's on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Morning. How are you, ma'am?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
I am doing well. The Lord is keeping me.
Amen. My pastor, before we get into our conversation for the day, please pray for us.
Let's pray. Our Father, what we have, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. You, Jehovah, keeps mercy for thousands. May you be merciful to us as we are going to have a discussion this morning about men and women. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen, my pastor. Thank you so much for that. And so today we are looking at managing anger and emotional self-control, manhood. These are the things that we will be talking about today. So anger isn't the enemy. Mismanaged anger is. In a world that often teaches men to suppress or explode, true strength lie in emotional mystery. Today we explore how men can deal with anger in a way that's godly, healthy, and powerful, not destructive. So my first question to you, my pastor, is that what does righteous anger look like, and how can you tell when you've crossed the line?
Okay. At first, let me define anger.
Right.
Anger, it's negative energy. It's part of energy. So if it's not controlled, it can lead to negative results.
Right.
So righteous anger is, I can say, it's just.
All right. We've lost you for a second, Fundisi.
Yes, my apology on what my network has done. So I was saying, this is the type of anger which is focused on addressing the wrong, seeking justice rather than causing harm or seeking revenge. So when someone says righteous anger, something wrong has been done. There is someone has broken an ethical principle. There's a violation of justice. So one way to tell if you've crossed the line from righteous anger to something more harmful, it is to assess your intentions and actions. What's your expectation? So if your anger leads you to act in ways that are harmful or destructive or vindicative, then it may have crossed the line. So righteous anger is something to do in bringing back someone into the righteous path or into the moral principles. Another point is that if you find yourself consumed by anger to the point that it interferes with your ability to think rationally and make informed decisions, it may be a sign that you also gone too far. So it is important to remember that while anger can be a powerful motivator for change, it should be channeled in constructive ways that lead to positive outcomes. So if you find yourself unable to control your anger, or if it is causing harm to yourself or others, it may be time to seek help for yourself and find ways to manage and express your emotions. That's my response.
Wow, powerful one, my pastor. Thank you so much for that beautiful answer. And how does culture misinform men about expressing emotion, especially anger?
Okay, I can say that culture, you remember, have different cultures, but I would just say culture often misinforms men about expressing emotions, particularly gender by promoting the idea that showing vulnerability is a sign of weakness. So when you are saying someone is vulnerable, you are expressing the totality of who you are. If you are angry, be willing to say, I am angry for the moment. So this can lead men to suppress the emotions, including anger, which can result in unhealthy coping mechanism, such as substance abuse or lashing out in aggressive ways. Another point is that cultural norms may encourage men to tough it out and refrain from seeking help or support when dealing with difficult emotions, further isolating themselves. So we are saying in our culture, they say a man is strong. A man does not cry. A man does not complain. A man is made of steel. So, but these things, they lead men to suppress their emotions.
Yeah.
And they'll fail to seek guidance. As a pastor in my ministry, I come across marriages with challenges. You hear points from men who say, a man cannot call you to sit down and listen to another man. So they don't talk, they don't express their emotions. At the end of the day, they opt to go to drug abuse. So, Overall, the idea that men should be stoic and unemotional can have serious consequences on their mental health and relationship. So speaking your challenge to another man is not a sign of weakness.
Right.
You are not conquered. So I think men who should be educated, trained, even to cry. Crying is not a sign of weakness, but the way of expressing emotions.
Yes. Mm.
So a real man cry. I'll make my own statement.
Right.
Because in our culture, men doesn't cry.
Sure.
As if men are made of steel.
Hey.
Yeah, so that's my response to that. Well, otherwise, I would provide some strategies on self-awareness, promoting emotional intelligence, foster open and honest communication among men, encourage men to seek therapy or counseling to address and underlying emotional issues.
Mm.
And they should also seek role models. As a man, you need another man to mentor you.
Sure.
And also, we need to challenge traditional gender norms and promote a more inclusive and accepting view on masculinity.
Yes. Powerful one. Hey. All right. And what role does unresolved pain or trauma play in outburst or silent rage?
So, because of this previous point that I've explained, a lot of men are living with unresolved pain. It will be hampered in their hearts. So, unresolved pain or trauma can play a significant role in both outburst and silent rage. When individuals experience past trauma or unresolved emotional pain, it can manifest an explosive outburst as a way of releasing pent-up emotion. On the other hand, people may internalize the pain, leading to silent rage where they harbor feelings of anger and resentment without expressing them outwardly. So both outbursts and silent rage are often coping mechanism for dealing with deep-rooted emotional wounds that have properly based. So this is why you often hear cases whereby you receive news and reports his father just has fallen down, passed away, or he has just stopped. But it is because of this unresolved trauma. They are very dangerous to be stored inside the hearts of men.
Sure. Yeah. you've mentioned something about crying. So these cultures are destroying men, right?
Do you think,
Fundisi, the culture are destroying men? The culture itself?
Uraki, maybe to balance the both sides of the coin.
Right.
There are those cultures where men are trained to cry. They are doing good. They should keep it up. But to those cultures that suppress emotions for men, it's not a health. It's not good. That's why I would also realize that statistically, life expectancy for men is shorter than life expectancy for women. This is one of the reasons. So as men, we should be taught to cry.
Sure.
We should be taught to identify our clinical challenges. For example, do you have a challenge of anger? You have what, a 2-3 month program managing and dealing with your anger.
Right.
Maybe we are short-tempered. I should have the responsibility to accept and the courage. Say I am a short-tempered man. I don't have patience. 2-3 months, we have for the anger program working on that aspect. Because you failed to manage anger. Therefore, remember, you are the head of the family. And most societies, although we are people are advocating for equality, but most leaders are also men. A man who is angry will affect the society.
And we find men killing children. We find a man killing their wives because of anger that they harbor.
We find men abusing women.
Sure.
Because remember, I said, anger is energy, but negative energy. So, the way also of managing anger is men, is to work hard. Men, we are no longer.
Right.
Yes, when someone fails to find an office job that fields, there is bones and tissue, women can work. So if someone comes to my office and says, Pastor, I have a challenge of anger, this question is, I ask the type of work that person does. So when anger combined with laziness, it's dangerous and catastrophic.
Sure. Hey, powerful one, my pastor. It seems like this is a very, very big problem for men. But how can scripture and prayer practically help a man control his emotion?
Okay. Scripture and prayer can practically help a man control his emotions by guidance, comfort, and perspective. Remember, in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, Christ would vent out his emotions, whereby the Bible says, he cried vehemently to him who was able to hear him, and he was heard because he feared God. So, remember, men, because of our ego, because of our pride, because of who the society sees us, it's better to get in the closet of prayer. You cry there before God until man feels relief. So, when a man turns to scripture, he can find voices that speak directly to his emotions and offer wisdom on how to navigate through them. Prayer allows men to express his feelings to God, seeking strength and peace in moments of emotional turmoil. By incorporating scripture into his daily life and engaging in regular prayer, a man can cultivate a sense of inner peace and self-control, empowering men to better manage his emotions in challenging situations.
Sure.
So remember, one of the strong emotions that the Bible encourages, almost throughout scripture, is love. Love. Love your neighbor. Love your God. So if men would cultivate love, naturally and spiritually, will overcome anger. So you cannot be angry to something that you love, to someone that you love, to someone that you invest much of your love on that person. And also, in our society, men are giver of love and women are the receiver. So when the giver fails to give, we are in a great crisis. So you realize, I was listening to one of the researches that has been done in our country, that is Zimbabwe. Just heard from someone who does the research. Most of the families are sustained by women. For example, if you go to Zimbabwe, there is Nkuru, there is Western Union, there is West Poultry Meat. If you take all the money saved through that man's transactions, you realize that more than 70% are the women that are sending. So men alone are the gift of love, but majority of us, we are receivers. Therefore, we tend up to be angry because we're also failing to give.
Fundis, I'm speechless. I'm running out of words. And last one before I let you go, my pastor, what does it say about your manhood when you choose calm over chaos?
Okay, thank you. Choosing calm over chaos speaks volumes about my masculinity. It shows that you are secure in yourself and your abilities and able to handle difficulties, situations with composure and rationality. Being quiet, being calm as a man is not a sign of weakness, but is a sign that you have got the ability to handle difficult situations with composure and rationality. It also demonstrates strength, maturity, and the ability to make wise decisions in the face of adversity. In essence, opting for calm showcases men's inner strength and calm of and control over his emotions, proving that true manhood is not about aggression or impulsivity, but about being steady, confident, and capable when faced with challenges. So, true masculinity, remember what Christ does when the storm was raging in the sea. He never cried. He was worried. Why are you of faith? So as men, be calm, be able to manage situation. All violent situation must also come which reaches men. When men fires back fire, it increases conflict. For example, a marriage setup. When the wife is angry, remember, I have in marriage, I'm angry at the same time. So it is the duty of men to calm difficult situations.
Wow, powerful one, my pastor. Hey, let us close this powerful, powerful conversation with a word of prayer.
It's fine. Let's pray. We really want to thank you, dear Lord, for an opportunity to discuss about manhood and masculinity. What we want to appreciate before you and through scripture is that you have said that there is no weapon that is formed against us that is going to prosper. Dear Lord, anger is a weapon that is formed against men. And anger has destroyed families. Anger has destroyed institutions. Anger has destroyed lives that were supposed to be saved. Oh, our Father, our Lord, you have said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There is a stronghold that is fighting families, institutions, and organizations. This stronghold is called anger. May you destroy it and remove it from men and give her the ability to manage anger in all situations. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so, so much, Pastor Emarele, for your time. And what a beautiful conversation. Until next time, my pastor, have a beautiful day.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.